It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports, and by the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future. We've got a familiar voice on the phone this morning, and once again, talking about some groundbreaking new programs right here in the Twin Ports. It's Randall Hansen. Hey, Randy, good morning. It's good to talk with you again.
You too, Lisa. Thank you for the opportunity.
So many exciting things in this first sentence. I don't even know where to start. LSC has a new living lab. It is a living classroom. You're talking about regenerative agriculture, and Lake Superior College students can pursue a degree in eco-entrepreneurship.
You got it.
Where do you want to start?
Well, we are excited to launch this program, which, given the last 10 years of work that we've done in our region, we have taken sort of all this input from students and community and sort of what people are doing and wanting in our region and crafted what we believe is a great fit to help educate young people to release their impatient creativity to solve the problems that we face in our region in a way that addresses both economic and ecological concerns. And so the eco-entrepreneurship program, initially based in regenerative agriculture, but we will soon be adding tracks in renewable energy and value-added processing. It's rooted in regenerative agriculture, and so students will basically be taking courses that integrate science, applied science and experiential learning, business and entrepreneurship, and social analysis that will help them essentially craft a business plan that can launch their own company or project or farm or help an existing business iterate towards greater sustainability or help our big institutions figure out how to become good citizens and anchor institutions as we all collaborate on making the necessary transitions to greater equitability and sustainability in our region. And so as part of that, Lisa, we've also built a diverse farm on the Lake Superior campus. We've been busy all summer long launching this farm, and it's up and running. And it is basically the site right on campus there that we're going to use for the experiential classroom for these students, in addition to crafting non-credit programs for our community that can allow the experts in our community who aren't institutionalized to share their great work and really help, again, our community move towards greater sustainability in landscape planning, in lawn care, in growing food, and all of the things that we can do to utilize our landscapes as regenerative practices to sequester carbon, grow food, create habitat for pollinators, and create greater beauty for our own human enjoyment. So in a nutshell, that's what we're trying to do.
Oh, is that all?
Yes.
Is that all? Wow. That is absolutely incredible, and you must just be flying high. And what about the students? Have classes started at LSC now?
Yes, classes started last Monday, and so the eco-entrepreneurship program was formally launched on Monday, and we have 16 majors already, and some of the students actually have been working all summer long on the farm, building the farm, growing vegetables, and sort of, you know, doing all that kind of work. But, yeah, we launched the formal curriculum and program as of the 26th of August. And so we're in the thick of it. And it's really exciting because, like I say, having worked with young people on these issues for, you know, a long time, more than 10 years at UMD and really 25 years at ASU and Rice University for myself, and Mike Major is part of this, and Kevin Morris, young people really want to have a pathway to make a better world. And they've grown up, this generation, being told that the world's unsustainable, and somehow in their generation, we're either going to cross a bridge to sustainability or not. And yet there's so few pragmatic pathways that allow them to really get their hands dirty, plug in, pull together a diverse set of skill sets and education that matches the world and the needs of the world. And, you know, that's what we're really trying to do.
You know, I've been encouraged to hear so many stories about businesses that even though pollution controls or climate goals and emissions controls have been rolled back, they're continuing to hold themselves to a higher standard. And yet I think even as we look at our own community, if everybody says we need to become sustainable and we need to cut emissions and we need to blah, blah, but does anybody really know exactly how to do that? And for these young people to be able to come in and say, all right, here's where you can make changes, and this is how it's done. And I've got a whole plan for you.
Right.
You know, and this is how it's going to make sense economically, and this is how it's going to make sense in terms of the planet. Those, it seems like that's kind of the bridge that we've been missing, are the people that can look at the all of the concerns of a small business or a large business and mm-hmm. say, this is, you know, this is the path. This is how it's going to, we're going to get there.
Right. I think you're right. And I think that, you know, we've really been, you know, given a false choice between the economy and our planet. And we just have to be a little more creative in hitting the Control-Alt-Delete switch on our thinking and the way we organize our businesses and our infrastructure. And honestly, this is not a partisan issue. Everybody eats. Everybody wants better a better world for their kids and themselves and their grandchildren and so forth. And at our community and regional level, where we engage in face-to-face conversations and collaboration, as I say, this is really a nonpartisan issue. And it's exciting to sort of step outside of the noise of national politics and really dive in, get your hands dirty, and acknowledge that we all, you know, live in this space together, upstream and downstream from each other. And how do we create, activities that feed our community, that feed our region, that make a viable life for us as individuals and families, but also do good for the environment and leave this place a better world for our children and grandchildren. And I think everybody wants that, and I think it's possible, and I think we just sort of have to, again, unleash the impatient creativity of our young people to help us, elders, institutions, and businesses respond to the 21st century.
And they do have. They have the passion, they have the smarts, and
yep.
they are impatient. Let me at these problems. Let me at
Absolutely.
These problems. I've got ideas. Randy,
exactly.
It is so great to talk with you again. We're going to get a link set up so it'll be easy for folks to find out more about all the good work that you're doing. And thanks so much for joining us. It's great to hear your voice again.
All right. Thank you, Lisa. Take care.
Randall Hansen this morning. He is heading up LSC's new Living Lab and some exciting programs at Lake Superior College. As I mentioned, we'll get a link set up so that you can find out more about what he's up to there. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible with support from the Minnesota Power Energy Conservation Program, making progress toward a lower carbon energy future.